6 minutes after 11, my next guest today, Alison Homewood, coming in to talk about the Wheeled Link bus service. Alison, good morning. Welcome to Ashdown Radio. Tell us more. What is Wheeled Link? How did it all start?
Wheeled Link, we've been a charity now since 2008, and we also run timetable bus services in and around the Crowborough and North Weald area. Specifically today, I'm here to tell you about the 262 service that we run on every Saturday, starting at Hartfield and going to Heathfield via and across the Ashdown Forest and through Uckfield. We were particularly keen to tell people about the service, which is little known about, and specifically because of the introduction of the parking charges to the forest. The bus goes straight across the middle of the forest, over the cattle grids, right through, and it's just brilliant if you've got a concessionary pass that you'll be able to access the forest without having to pay. We go across the forest 6 times on a Saturday, so plenty of opportunity to be there either for half an hour or 2.5 hours. And it's one of the things that people say, oh, we didn't know you existed. So I'm here to let everybody know that we do exist.
Obviously the bus is limited to a number of people. How many people can be on the bus?
14 passengers at a time.
Okay. And is it open to all ages, or is it primarily for those of an older age who don't have access to cars and other transport?
No, this is a timetabled bus service, so it's no different to any of the bigger operators.
Right.
And it has a timetable that we run to. It is open to everybody. Concessionary passes are accepted. And if you don't have a concessionary pass, fares apply, just as the price dictates.
And how long has this 262 bus service been running now?
Oh, 4 or 5 years.
Okay. But people still don't know about it.
They still don't know.
So tell us the journey then. So the normal route would start in...
We start in Hartfield,
right,
at 9:15 on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We then go across the forest, over the cattle grids, to Nutley, where we then pick up the main road down to Nutley. We then go through Maresfield, come in the top end of Uckfield, Ringles Cross, down the high street to the bus station. We then, from the bus station, come out on the Framfield Road, passing your
our
good
studios.
Studio, indeed. I called in the other day. Passing here, then we go to Framfield Black Boys, Holy Cross Priory, and then on to Heathfield High Street, where we turn round, and then it's just a return journey.
And how many trips do you do each
day? We do
day?
3.
Right.
The middle trip, though, is a little bit shorter. We only go to Holy Cross, and then we go back to Uckfield.
Right.
So the first one in the morning goes to Heathfield, which we get to at 10 past 10. And then the last one of the day, by request, we will go back to Heathfield for 10 past 2.
And this is all this is a charity which you set up, I presume?
Oh, no, it was me. I'm quite new to, quite new to it. We are a charity, but we actually operate, and our official title is North Wealden Community Transport Partnership.
Right, OK.
But the timetable bus services, we are contracted to do by East Sussex.
OK. Yeah.
But we do have our other arm, which is our community transport, where we offer shopping services, community trips. And that is primarily manned, womaned, yeah, personed by volunteers. And three days a week at least, we go out and about collecting people from their home to go into Crowborough to do their own shopping. They're then given time to have a little drink or a snack in the cafe, and then we take them home. Not just home, we then take their shopping indoors for them. And during the lockdown, when obviously most of those people who have quite mature were shielding, we actually physically did their shopping for them.
Mm.
And we actually were given the Wheeled and Hero Award by the MP.
Yeah, yeah.
We did sort of £30,000 worth of shopping every morning. If you needed us, we were there 8 o'clock in Morrison's in Crowborough, bags and bags of shopping, because the people rely on us, and they do view us as a lifeline, which is fantastic that we can offer this service. The problem we have for our shopping service at the moment is the bus is getting rather old.
Yes.
And we are desperately trying to fundraise for a new one before the one we've got starts to let us and our service users down.
So what's your target for raising money for a new bus?
It's £34,500
right,
is the new bus. We've got 12 so far, so we're getting there.
Yeah.
And to that end, we're actually offering sponsorship on the back of buses to local businesses, because there's always somebody behind a bus.
Indeed.
And it's a good opportunity to advertise if you are a local business. So we are actually actively doing that as well at the moment, on top of the shopping service and the timetable bus services as well.
So the 262 is the timetable bus service. Mm-hmm. You've also got the bus services 224, 225 and 226.
We do.
Who came up with these numbers?
I don't. I think they're allocated by Sussex. Yes, the 224 is the Crowborough to Wadhurst bus.
Which again, is this a planned
timetable? No different to...
The other bus companies.
Yeah. It's just that we're a small silver minibus rather than a big double-decker bus.
Right.
Primarily because we go around smaller areas. We go through the housing estates rather than past the end of them.
Because you can do.
Because we've got the room we can fit through. So the 224 is Crowborough to Wadhurst on Wednesdays and Fridays. The 225 is Crowborough to Battle via Heathfield on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the 226 is Crowborough to Mayfield. And that goes through Rotherfield and Alderbrook, and that's on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays.
Obviously, you can accommodate wheelchairs. So presumably if someone wants to get on in a wheelchair, can they? Or is that difficult on a main route? What about your community transport type?
We do have the facilities to offer wheelchair, but we like notice.
Yeah.
Because obviously seats have to be removed and it is a bit of a... You know, if you're operating a timetabled service, because it takes time, but we actually do, the buses are all wheelchair accessible. And on the community trips, yes, obviously in advance, we know that that's going to happen and we can accommodate. But we do appreciate a phone call in advance, because otherwise you can't take seats out and leave them on the roadside if somebody appears in a wheelchair.
Exactly. How can people find out more about WorldLink and how they can book? I mean, obviously, the normal 262 service, you just get to one of the bus stops.
Yeah, anywhere on the route.
On the route.
Timetable is on your website.
Might be.
I think.
What's your website?
Our website is www.fourwheeled.co.uk.
And all the details, obviously, on there.
Yes.
About the all the services you offer.
Yes.
The door-to-door shopping. Mm-hmm. And community trips as well. What sort of community trips do you do? Do you organise, like, trips to...
We do, yes.
Brighton?
No, Eastbourne.
Oh, Eastbourne, sorry.
Eastbourne, Tunbridge Wells, garden centres. And we've got one coming up soon to Coolings at Witch Cross to just take a group of people there. And also community groups contact us to use our bus and drivers, volunteer drivers, to go on trips for themselves. So we organise trips and we facilitate groups in going on their own trips.
And I know there's other community partnerships doing exactly the same thing in certain areas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's ones over in Mid-Sussex as well. But you are the only one serving North Wealden.
Yes.
This is your designated area.
It's, that's right, yes.
And you cover the whole of the area from Hartfield. And you're based in Hartfield.
We are, yes, and Parrock Lane, which is Upper Hartfield.
And that's where all the buses are stored and
it is, yes,
and
on a lovely farm, beautiful farm, and you couldn't ask for a better place to be, actually.
Brilliant.
Yes, our buses are down there.
Go back to the 262. If anyone wanted to get on a bus on the 262 route, which is the main reason why you wanted to come in today, how much does it cost to get on one of those buses?
Well, for example, return ticket from Uckfield to Heathfield is £5.30. That's the return cost. So it's just in line with all sort of roughly other bus fares.
And are you having to look at your best bus fares because of the price of fuel at the moment, or are you trying to keep everything as it is at the moment?
We're desperately trying to keep things as they are, but with the cost of fuel, it was 80-ish pounds to fill up the buses. I filled up yesterday and I put in over £140 worth of fuel. So we are trying to keep the costs as low as we can, but...
But you need people to use the service.
The more people use it, the more
efficient it is.
Absolutely.
If you have a full bus, it makes it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if you only have one or two people on there,
not good.
Not good. You mentioned as well about, obviously, fundraising for this new bus. How can people reach you if they are listening this morning, they're a business, and they want, or just a general member of the public who wants to donate to your appeal? You say you've raised 12,000 already. How can people support you to get you to this target of 34,000?
I mean, they can email me directly. My email address is alison@fourwheeled.co.uk. The office phone number is on the website, but there is a dedicated fundraising phone number, which, if I can give you...
Yeah, go for it.
...is 07542 565 465, and that comes directly through to me. And so we are offering sponsorships and various other options to try and raise the money that we need for the new bus, so we don't let our people down.
No. Well, more details, as I say, about the 262 route and all of everything to do with Wheeled Link, just go to their website at fourwheeled.co.uk. Alison, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks.